Jane Clark, she's a sport, premier correspondent of Hater Sports, plus the founder and curator of the Entry Museum. Now, Jane Clark, courtesy of Southside.
Yes, what better way than actually having Kenny Ball and his Jazzmen and the Manchester, or the Treorchy Male Voice Choir, following, of course, Matt Munro, with a little touch of Brian Moore reflecting on City's last great productions. Isn't that right, Jane Clark?
Well, that's marvellous for you pale blues, isn't it?
I actually think it's good for the world, Jane. I mean, let's be honest. It's, not just good for football, good for the world, good for the human race. That the right sort of score was actually put together and sorted through from that point of view.
I'd have liked to see a few more goals. I think it would have been a great final if we could have had a few
well,
goals.
Well, you might have, but those of us who actually predicted 1-0 to Manchester City...
They're very happy, yes, I know.
Nine points!
Well done. There's no hope for me. I didn't even put my score in.
I was very surprised. Joe actually did get 3 points for the correct prediction.
Makes a change.
Yeah, well, exactly. You should say it was a win from that point of view. And we're joined today by a newbie to Southside from the delights of Normanby, which is in many ways the equivalent in global terms to Beverly Hills, really, as far as the Teesside area is actually concerned. Emma Gavillet. How are you, Emma?
I'm all right, thank you.
Hello, Emma.
Wasn't expecting to be on the show today, but said one of her ambitions was always to be on the radio.
That's
so
right.
Congratulations today. You have reached that stage. And as I said, Jane, Emma, a wonderful application to join us at Southside. She sent in a handwritten letter with only the address, no telephone number, no email address, nothing whatsoever.
That's my sort of person.
Well, there we are. Keeping it real and sorting through on that basis. So, shall we go straight into the headline review scenario, Jane? We're just looking at three papers today. It seems such a long time since we last did this with your good self, you know. Graham Harper has been dupping for you in various ways. Let's kick off with The Times. And Steel Chief condemns UK's lazy managers. One of India's most successful and respected businessmen has made a blistering attack on the complacency of British managers as one of his companies announced plans to dismiss up to 1,500 people in the northeast of England. In an interview with The Times, Ratan Tata, an Indian tycoon who runs the Tata Group, the biggest manufacturing employer in Britain, who is also an advisor to David Cameron, compared Britain's work ethic unfavourably with that of India.
I think he's got a point. I think that's why all the work's going to India.
Well, personally, I mean, why can't they actually offer the 1,500 folk at Chorus the opportunity to become punkawallas? You know, in Ain't Half Hot Mum, they used to sort of just calm people down by wafting things at them. So it's a thought. And you know, if you're working in the steel industry, you need to be kept cool. So just a thought, it could kind of reverse the whole thing. Honestly, India, they've got the Cricket World Cup, they've got various technological side of things. Now they come over here and they're outrageous, really. Just goes to show full circle there. In your face, Obama tells Netanyahu that Israel must turn back the clock. Barack Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu having a tense meeting in the Oval Office yesterday as Israel rejected the US president's call for a Middle East peace deal based on the pre-1967 borders.
Well, tell me something new. And you're making a very good job of pronouncing those difficult names, Alex. You obviously had an early night last night.
It's very important. Well, I think it's either that or the shock of looking at the front cover of the magazine, who features Donald Trump. I get a chance to actually look at Donald Trump. Now, I know his hairstyle is interesting, but I have one word to say for that. Constipation. I really do.
He does
look as though his bowel movements are not necessarily what they might have been. You will have to have a look at it to see it, but it really it's the power issue. And the reason I wanted the power issue was to check out a story to see if Joe was actually featured in this, because we have the young power list of folk who are actually all under 26 years of age. Well, Joe's still well. Celebrations birthday, of course, you know.
Ahead I'm of, now 18.
You're now 18 English years of age, which is great stuff from that point of view. But we don't see any mention of Joe in there. I mean, we've got Dizzy Rascal, Aaron Johnson, Rachel Wolf, Amir Khan, Daniel Radcliffe, of course. Lines not to say if you're meeting up with Daniel Radcliffe. Your wizard, Harry. Jack Wilshere is there, 19-year-old, of course. William Tempest, Pete Cashmore, social media expert. Why aren't you in there, Joe?
I don't know. Maybe, hopefully next year it shall be.
The young power list. list, 25 under 26, you know, very important.
What power is it that they're supposed to have?
Financial, social media, athletic, blogger, you know, Carrie Harwood is a 20-year-old blogger. For many young people, an enthusiasm for vintage is a reaction against mass-produced fashion and a sign of dissatisfaction with an increasingly disposable world. For others, scouring second-hand shops makes sense during a recession. Either way, Carrie Harwood, who set up wishwishwish.net, is an online oracle for all things twee, from video demonstrations on creating a beehive hairdo to vintage shopping guides.
Well, now you know where to go.
I've always wanted a beehive hairdo, but I think I might have to give them that one extra. It's just a thought.
You had one of those in the 60s, didn't you?
Oh, bless you. Let's move on to Joe's favourite paper, and mine actually, because it has become, it's proof that you can have a quality paper, quality news at an affordable price, and of course, nothing to do with the fact that the editor of this wonderful organ, Simon Kelmer, is a Manchester City fan. It's very good. It's very absolutely important. Of course, it's I, which now has an I on Saturday, essential weekend briefing. There's no truth in the rumour that Southside are indeed thinking seriously about inviting Sir Fred Goodwin and Arnold Schwarzenegger to actually join us on our social relations team, because
you don't want to start anything, do you?
Well, I'd like to, but there's an injunction that's been taken out, so sadly, you know, we had them in, but in the end it was a case of, well, no, Emma was not going, she wasn't going to, her parents weren't going to stand for it. That's the important thing. So no, that's the whole thing. But the Imogen Thomas scenario continues. Imogen Thomas, of course, banned from revealing details of the footballer's private life. Most people know if
not everyone knows what it is now.
Maybe not, but the star who had an affair with the Big Brother model has launched a hunt. I wonder if it's, you know, like a fox hunt. You know, it's interesting like that. Perhaps not. Telling lies on web is like peddling child porn, says judge. And of course, the injunctions, footballer tackles the Twitter leaks, is the line from that point of view. Nice for our royal correspondent and indeed film critic Richard Fitzwilliams, page 19 of the Eye Today, can How to Look at Like a Star, which I thought was quite nice. A-list has put on a stylish show in Cannes. It would seem that Mel Gibson's career isn't quite taking off in the way that it might have been, effectively. His cameo role from The Hangover 2 has been cut from the movie.
And The Beaver, which is a new film.
Unfortunate title, I found. Very unfortunate
that's
title.
That's apparently slated by the critics, unfortunately. So.
A man, Jane, attempting to rebuild his life by talking through a beaver puppet.
Sounds like me again. Yes. Mine's a zebra.
Well, yeah. Well, please, Jane. I mean, you know, this is not a show where we can actually just let it all hang out in public. That's what Twitter's for, or Facebook, from that point of view. Extraordinarily, their page three person today on the Eye is Jeffrey Archer. His Secret Life of Jeffrey Archer. His favourite work of art, probably a Rembrandt, The Man with the Golden Helmet, which again is most peculiar from that point of view. His favourite movie, actually, Man for All Seasons, Paul Scofield, a British acting at its best. So, would you like to know what Jeffrey Archer's five-year plan is, Jane?
Yes, please.
Currently writing a series of books. There's a surprise.
What a surprise.
The Clifton Chronicles. He will write five volumes in 5 years. They tell the story of Harry Clifton, a boy born in the back streets of Bristol. There you go.
I know, name the suspension bridge after him.
That hotbed of crime
that
is Bristol.
So. I wonder if he has a little wand that he could use to actually put magic together. Maybe it's sort of building on that basis. I know there's a double-A meaning to that, and I won't even go there. Briefly on to the Mail to wrap up the secrets today. And yes, going full force with winning a share of tonight's £4.4 million lottery jackpot with a free game card in Weekend Magazine. Wow. Now love cheat football star sues Twitter. Yes, a Premier League footballer yesterday launched a legal bid to gag Twitter, as we've heard. According to Steve Doughty, the social affairs correspondent for The Mail, the footballer who was granted a privacy injunction over his adulterous affair with Big Brother contestant Imogen Thomas was among those named on the social media site earlier this month.
Now, without naming names, does anybody there know who the footballer is?
Well, I've heard rumours.
We can't say.
Yeah, I know you can't say, but do you know? Well, have you got a pretty good idea? Yes or no?
We can't say. Not playing for Manchester City is all I can say. End of, all right? Yes. As we know, we work so hard on getting our stars to speak the English language proper, particularly in post-match interviews. You know?
Absolutely.
Exactly so. Probably, again, the Mail outdoes itself in terms of page three, slightly bizarre, unusual photographs. But this, actually, they could actually be going for where's the difference between Donald Trump and the night Hollywood went monkey nuts. I don't see a great deal of difference, actually, except Donald isn't actually wearing a dress, at least not that we know of. Yes, Liz Thomas. I don't know if you caught this one, Jane, but you know how it is with these Hollywood divas. Point a camera at them and they can't resist putting on a show. But from the movie, of course, The Hangover Part 2, we have Crystal the Capuchin Monkey appearing at the premiere of this production, dressed in a pale pink gown with a rose detail and adopting a raised arm pose similar to that of John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, before clasping her head and sticking out her tongue in mock embarrassment at her exhibitionism.
Wow, poor thing. Lordy.
Sorry, Emma?
That is one pool monkey. I can't fathom the amount of embarrassment.
Your parents come from Hartlepool, so
yeah.
I can see that monkeys in Hartlepool could have a nasty experience. So we've already commented on this. Napoleonic Wars, Jane. Nothing to do with Mickey DeLenz, Peter Tork and company, but yes, you know the story, I presume.
I think I know where you're coming from.
Well, pity the Napoleonic Wars weren't aware of that. They thought that a monkey that was washed ashore during the Napoleonic Wars was indeed a French spy because it couldn't speak a word of English, so they decided to hang it. Which is fine.
As you do.
Hence the referral to the town of Hartlepool as monkey hangers, and why Hangus, the monkey, is the town mayor. He is the town mayor. Yeah, exactly. We have RoboCop in Middlesbrough. Hartlepool has a monkey. I can't understand why you still live in Essex, Jane. Surely, you know, it's all very well saying the only way is Essex, you know, but, you know, the happening things for monkeys and animal lovers have to be the North East. You know, come now.
Well, isn't the North East the hub of all?
Well, I think you're probably right there from that point of view. It's time to actually provide the Jane Clark interview. I didn't actually warn Emma about this earlier because she was already worried about going on radio in the first place. It's all right, don't worry, just cancel all the appointments. You know, so your friends are waiting for you in the town shopping centre. It's all right. They'll just be singing along to Eye of the Tiger, Emma, so don't worry about it. Can you play that ringtone again, please? Jane, would you like to have a few words with Emma about why she's decided to pick up that pen and why, more than that, she responded to the typed letter and printed letter? I wasn't going to handwrite a letter back that I duly sent back to her. She might have actually included a copy into the whole thing here, which I think, as I actually wrote it, I think I'm fair to actually say I could actually copy it, I could actually read this out. Dear Emma, thank you for your recent letter. You can download a formal application form from the Join Us section of SouthsideBroadcasting.com. If you're able to come to our Middlesbrough studios for 10 a.m. on Saturday, May the 21st, at the James Cook University Hospital, we could also have an informal discussion about the application process. Yours faithfully, AJ Anthony Lefchuk, Managing Editor, Southside Broadcasting.
You should put yours sincerely if you know the person's name.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, you know, no, I know. No, well,
you
I know the
Emma. You don't put yours faithfully.
I'm going to bring Liz Brewer, our etiquette expert, in on this. I think you'll find that it's nobody. Listen, I could have done LOL, but I'm not going to go down that route.
Well, why did you say in the letter that she could apply online? Because obviously she prefers not to use the internet.
Forcing people into the 21st century, Jane, quite simply. Sometimes these youngsters, you have to say, look, get online! Jane.
Anyway.
You know what we've done with you with Facebook anyway, that's the important thing. I mean, it took years to sort of step through those buttons, etc. And you can listen to Jane on location with me, obviously, at the badminton horse trials this year. It's all on the under the badminton part of the whole thing there. Anyway, over to you, Jane. Time for you to actually conduct this interview. You've got 4.5 minutes.
Thank you, Alex. I'll say hello again to you, Emma, and welcome to Saturday mornings, which you've heard a little bit of how it is. As I said, I applaud you writing a different type of letter, a handwritten letter, no emails, no telephone numbers.
I didn't really think it was going to be much of a big deal, really.
May I ask you, did you do that to catch someone's eye because you thought that would be different, or is that the way you like to go about things?
I actually asked my mum, because in all doubt you ask your mum, don't you?
Exactly.
And she was like, you have to write a handwritten letter because it's more personal. And I was like, okay. My handwriting's actually rubbish, so I did it as neat as I could.
Well, I think that's great, and I think you did well to take your mum's advice, and look where it's got you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know where you live. What are your interests, and have you had this ambition to be on radio for many years?
I've been listening to the radio all my life, so it's been a common interest of mine. I have lots of weird hobbies, like vacuum cleaning and, like, cooking.
Always essential, I find, actually, Jane. In fact, we've been looking for a vacuum cleaner for the station for quite some time. It's
exactly.
Great.
That's probably what will get you the job. You say they're your hobbies. Are they necessary hobbies, or do you really enjoy doing them?
Well, I enjoy the vacuum cleaning, but I don't enjoy cooking. I don't.
Doesn't your mum cook for you?
Yeah, so most of the time she does, yes, yeah. But
you're standing.
She always like goes on at me to cook for myself.
Yeah.
Because like, when you get a house, you're not going to know how to do anything.
Good training. Your mum sounds as though she ought to come on the show and give some advice.
I think so, actually. I mean, she could actually become our official agony aunt in terms of, you know, traditional roles for women in the 21st century.
I think that would be great. What's her name, Emma?
She's called Maureen.
They'll call it Dear Maureen.
Babe, Dear Maureen. Exactly. See, already. I mean, and you know, there's precedent set because obviously Joe got his parents to sign up and like us on Facebook fairly rapidly. So, you know, this is.
Mamma wouldn't know what to do with Facebook. But she wouldn't.
Too much time vacuuming. Never mind, Maureen. It's okay.
Do you think that you are going to move, as Alex says, into the 21st century and start communicating the way he wishes, or are you going to stick with the traditional methods?
I'm probably going to have to, by the sounds of it.
No pressure. No pressure whatsoever. It's just a case of, you know, obviously using it all. I was just very... And actually, to be fair, I thought the handwriting was very legible. Very good. It worked very high. Good calligraphy.
So apart from your vacuuming and cooking, what interests you in the outside world? What music, sport, travel? What
I like a mixture of music. I don't like any certain type of music. I don't really go on holiday that much, so there's nothing very much there in the way of travel, although I have been to Egypt once.
Right.
Which was quite enjoyable, but a bit funny.
I tell you what, yeah. Emma, I think we should sort of obviously send you out to Japan. You can actually do some work with our earthquake folk over there and Stuart Easby. You can sort of cover Palestine. And if all else fails, there's always, of course, badminton and Burley, you know, so those sort of things are actually there. It's all sorted through there.
Who knows, we may meet you on location at one of these horse trials, Emma. So you're not? Are you into sport or not really?
Oh, I'm not really into sport at all.
I have to put that right, son, straight away.
The silence that fills the room.
I'm trying to find out what you do in your spare time apart from hoovering and cooking.
I just do lots of random things. I go to the cinema, apply for lots of jobs that never actually reply back to me. So this is a bit.
We like to make ourselves, you know, mark ourselves out as slightly different. To be fair, actually, I do feel, and you do get this with all radio stations, I'm sure Joe will attest to this. There are even stations in Middlesbrough that don't even bother actually returning a reply. So, you know,
Well, you sound refreshingly different to me, I must say. Are you a student? I didn't catch what Alex said.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Where are you
college.
Studying?
I got a Nombi sixth form.
And what do you hope to do then, academically wise?
Academically?
Well, I mean, when you've finished in the sixth form, what do you hope to do?
I hope to go to university.
Yes. And to study what?
To study English language.
Yes, good idea, great idea. And then would perhaps a career in the media be calling?
Oh yeah, definitely. Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to be on the radio.
Oh,
so, because I've been listening to the radio all my life.
Well, you've got a good teacher sitting next to you.
What, is that Joe Hudson?
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a collective effort, as you know, Jade. We like to shirt these through. That's very well done. I think that was marvellous. Well done, Emma. I think your mother would be proud of you, and your father can actually delight in the fact that his daughter is working on a station that provides the podcast for Fly Me to the Moon as well, the official Middlesbrough fanzine as well. So it's a win-win for everybody's situation, really. Yeah, you sort of ways. Joe, last two questions for Jane Clark, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat?
I have, Joe.
Do you want to join us again in the not-so-distant future?
I hope so, Joe.
I was very tempted, actually, Jane, to give you a little blast of...
City, Manchester City.
Particularly as that was written by Kevin Godley and Lol Krim from 10cc.
Really?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
That was back, and you know, that was launched back on the airways back in 1976.
Wow!
When we were last fourth in the league, and we were in the UEFA Cup, etc. Then we all had various challenges, and we decided to actually spread the word. But I mean, it's worthwhile just having another little.
We are the lads who are playing to win.
Did you get that? We are the lads who are playing to win.
Very okay. Original, that is.
And then, of course, the final.
The boys in blue will never give in.
Boys in blue will never give in. Exactly.
Well, that's your motto, isn't it?
It's the way forward. No defeat, never surrender. Keep moving forward.
I will do. Can I just ask you, did you celebrate last Saturday night or did you watch the Eurovision Song Contest instead?
Surely it's one and the same. You know, seeing Jedward finish three places ahead of Blue, what an amazing routine that was, eh? You know, suddenly, Jedward, they just opened up a whole range of things, really. And we all look forward to Azerbaijan next year.
Indeed.
Well, I say we all. I mean, I don't know.
Well, how not?
Exactly. It's a different thought. But yeah, what are we? Well, not that, plus, of course, the third quarter of a millionaire winner on Deal or No Deal on the Friday. It was just one success after another. It was amazing. Yes, yeah, truly wonderful.
I didn't know about that.
I didn't know about that. Either.
Well,
I have to
use YouTube to sort these whole things out, and the Newark and Notch show. And you'd be pleased to know, Jane, that when you listen to the Newark and Notch show online, I do actually go through the full team. Obviously, Joe Hart, Alexander Kolaroff, Micah Richards, and managed to work them in various ways through the actual thing. I think Lou Bennett was a bit sick of by the time I actually got round to Balotelli and Carlos Tevez and Yaya Toure, etc. But, you know, you've got to feed these things in, you know. It's 26 years.
Indeed.
I take it then, Jane, you will return?
I do hope so.
Ooh, that's a definite.
Positivity, yes, I will.